Big set of music there. Mr. David Bowie. Love Diamond Dogs. Also, Iggy and the Stooges with Shake Appeal. Kings of Leon with Pistol of Fire. Led Zeppelin with Rock and Roll. MC5, Gotta Keep Moving. Rolling Stones, Greenhorns, Heavy Trash, all in that set of music. My name is Bad Brad Wheeler. You are tuned in to 90.9 FM KRCL. This show is called A Little Bit Louder Now. It's heard weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy doing it. Right now, let's take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back after this.
KRCL and Slug present Slug Localized, a comedy showcase, this Thursday the 19th at 8 p.m. at the Urban Lounge. Openers are Shane Smith and Christopher James. Headliners for this 21 and over show are Abby Harrison and Levi Rounds. Information at slugmag.com.
If you're thinking about selling your old car, boat, motorcycle, truck, or other vehicle, why not donate it to 90.9 FM KRCL instead? It's good karma. To donate your vehicle, just call 801-363-1818, and we'll arrange for your vehicle to be picked up and turned into cash to help pay for the music you love on 90.9 FM KRCL.
This is Bad Brad Wheeler,
Davey Parrish,
Cody D,
and Eric P. Nelson.
Letting you know that all next week, KRCL will be covering the Sundance Film Festival live from Park City, Utah.
Tune in weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. during A Little Bit Louder Now.
As we bring you movie reviews, reports on Sundance films, and industry news.
As well as coverage on Sundance parties, performances, special events, and happenings. Let us enhance your Sundance experience.
Tune in weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Community Connection.
Movie Discovery.
90.9 FM KRCL. Brought to you in part by X Mission and the Utah State Film Commission. From the great state of Louisiana, Mr. Benjamin Booker with the tune Have You Seen My Son? Right here on 90.9 FM KRCL. A little bit louder now. Supergrass side project, The Hot Rats, with the tune I Can't Stand It. Also heard from Oklahoma's favorite, Mr. J.D. McPherson, with Head Over Heels, and from the great state of Louisiana, Mr. Benjamin Booker, with Have You Seen My Son? My name is Bab Brad Wheeler. You're tuned in to 90.9 FM KRCL.
Support for 90.9 KRCL provided by Fink & McGregor, a local provider of residential mortgage loans serving Utah homeowners and home buyers since 2001. Details online at fink-mcgregor.com or by phone, 801-264-9494. Support for KRCL comes from the Hogwallow Pub, featuring spirits, beer, wine, and food, including barbecue, wings, burgers, and pizza, with live music most evenings. On Monday, it's Open Blues Jam, hosted by Robbie's Blues Explosion. And on Wednesday, it's John Davis. The Hogwallow Pub is located at 3200 East Big Cottonwood Canyon. Information at thehogwallow.com.
Good morning, good morning. I'm John Florence, and I invite you to join me for a brand new day here on KRCL. Beginning at 5 a.m., we weave a tapestry of musical delights, play some ear candy at 6, album of the day at 6:40, and we play a little game at 7:20 called These Three Songs. Brought to you by Clark's Auto and Tire.
All right, in the deck at this time, Mr. Dan Sartain with the tune Voodoo. 90.9 FM KRCL, a little bit louder now.
Truly, when you're sad and lonely, me. Oh, catch that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of. The drug.
KRCL Salt Lake City.
Krautrock with Can, doing Don't Say No. T-Rex again today with the tune Children of the Revolution. That one's for you, Jared. Also, Roxy Music with Love is a Drug. Detroit Cobras with I Wanna Holler. And Dan Sartain at the top of the set with Voodoo. My name is Bad Brad. Tune in to KRCL. Warner Money coming up 6 o'clock. Radioactive.
This hour is sponsored by Guitar Czar, Red Rock Brewery, and Blue Boutique.
Support for KRCL is provided by Kevin Coyle of SLC Homes, providing representation for residential real estate buyers and sellers throughout Salt Lake. Additional information can be found at slchomebuyer.com and by phone at 801-243-0699.
This is Eugenie. Join me weekdays for the Midday Show on KRCL from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll hear a mix of new releases, classic cuts, and learn the stories behind the music. Check out Women Who Rock at 12 o'clock and Album of the Day at 1:40. It's the Midday Show from 11 to 2 on 90.9 KRCL.
The Midday Show is sponsored by Even Stevens, a sandwich shop with a cause, and Prohibition Ink Custom Tattoo.
So I built a gun and I joined the Corps, but I wasn't sure.
KRCL Salt Lake City, on the web at krcl.org.
January 17. A supernova that was discovered a couple of years ago has astronomers doing a lot of head scratching. The explosion appears to be a couple of hundred times brighter than a typical supernova. But none of the models of how stars explode can fully explain why the blast was so bright. Supernova 15LH is thought to be the violent death of a massive star. Such a star dies when it can no longer produce energy in its core. The core collapses, and the surrounding layers are blasted into space. It's not easy to explain a blast as powerful as 15LH, though, but that hasn't stopped the theorists from trying. One team, for example, says that the energy could be coming from the interaction between the supernova blast wave and a shell of gas and dust around the star. The material would have been expelled from the star long before the explosion and was moving away from the star. Other groups have come up with other ideas. One says that the supernova was powered by a magnetar, the star's collapsed core. The superdense, highly magnetized core would be spinning about 1,000 times per second, pumping energy into the material around the core with each turn. And yet another idea says that 15 LH wasn't a supernova at all. Instead, it was the death throes of a star that was ripped apart by a supermassive black hole. With all these competing ideas, it's likely to take a while to explain supernova 15 LH. We'll talk about another stellar blast tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin, MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
KRCL.